Welcome. Here we are again on stand E28 at the Weddings to Plan / Silver Springs Moor and Hotel Wedding Fair. It's just after the fashion show upstairs, so it's the volume of people building up again. They'd have come down from the fashion show upstairs. I tried to go out and have a bit of a walk, get away from the show, but I keep bumping into people I know. And that's really interesting, bumping into people I don't know who know me, especially photographers who are interested in joining the IPPA, which I think is a very good thing. This audio boo is going to be a mini, what has the IPPA ever done for us? Well, first of all, if you join your national association, they're going to have an awards programme. So I've benefited hugely from the IPPA awards program. I've won some annual awards. Now that's great, but actually that's not the important thing about awards programs. When you enter awards programs, you get into this cycle of improving your work and matching your work against that of your peers. And when that happens, you start to really push yourself to improve and increase the quality of your work. And that really is the main benefit of entering the annual awards program, certainly that I find. It keeps me on my toes and it really pushes me forward. Now, if you do win something, that is a huge boost to your self-confidence. It gives you a little bit of a marketing push and it gives you credibility as well. But in terms of actual, I'll give you an example. You know, who won Best Director at the Oscars last year? Or the year before? Or in 2005, very few people could answer that question. So let alone would something like Reportage Wedding Photographer of the Year 2009 or 2010, I mean, that's not going to stick in people's minds. It is a nice thing to get, and it is a nice thing to be able to tell people. But really the main benefit of the awards programs is pushing you to improve the quality of your work. What else do associations do? They give you distinction levels, such as licentiate, associate and fellow. And then if you're in Europe, between those you'll go for your qualified European photographer and master qualified European photographer distinctions as well. And again, that's a measure of ability and quality that forces you to increase the quality of your work, which again is very good. So this is this drive and this stimulation. Part and parcel of all of that is you get access through associations to photographers who have achieved just great things. So through the association, I've been able to connect with some of Europe's leading photographers who I'm able to go to for advice because they're fellow members. And that is a tremendous thing to have at your fingertips through a membership in an association, is to be able to speak to these people. Associations also organise seminars, conferences, so there's training that will go on through an association. They will represent your rights towards government. Here in Ireland, the IPPA has managed to get a reduced VAT rate for wedding photographers on wedding album products and wedding services. Very, very useful in a tough competitive environment. So that's the kind of thing the IPPA has done. So I would always encourage people to join their national association. Thing is, you get out of the association what you put in. If you're going to sit back and do nothing and expect the association to come to you, it's not going to happen. If you engage with the association, if you engage with your national association, you will get so much more out of it. If you participate in the programs, the awards programs, distinctions programs, go to the seminars, go to the conference, go to the dinners, it will benefit you hugely. It takes you out of your isolation, gets you talking and connecting with other photographers. It's only a good thing. Anyway, that's my little advert for the IPPA from the wedding fair. I'll talk to you later.